كاف نوية الخلوة، نوية العزلة، نوية الرياضة، نوية السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. الحمد لله، الله سبحانه وتعالى honor us with the month of Ramadan and we are the first week of it. And Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said أوله رحمة. The first 10 days are rahmah. The second 10 days are maghfirah. The last 10 days, itqum min al-nar. So, the first 10 days Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His mercy on His servant. And shaitan tried his best to make everyone to get angry. And trying his best to provoke people in any means that he can. And that's why Shaitan is trying his best to find a way to make people angry. And the best advice is that to calm ourselves down. And to keep our anger down, because anger is not appropriate, as Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-ghadab kufrun ya Abu Bakr," as Grand Sheikh always used to say in his lectures, and Maulana Sheikh Nazim, may Allah bless him, that ghadab, anger, is like someone drunk; it leads to unbelief. Because it will draw you to kill someone, might be, or to curse someone, or to make a fight with someone. And this is not acceptable, and especially in this month of Ramadan, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending His mercy. Endless oceans of mercy is sending. By anger, that mercy will be stopped. So we must be very careful in seeing between whatever happens. We must try to look in between in order to not to get angry, although we might be defending yourself, but you don't need to defend. Allah defends you. Allah and His Prophet defend the mu'mins, the believers. Allah knows who is running in His way, calling people to Islam, and those who are sitting in their homes with their wives and children and enjoying their families. On the other hand, the others are running for Allah's way and leaving behind their wives and families. There is big difference. As Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he called Sahaba to fight the enemies, there were some of them, they didn't want to go. They were making excuses to stay with their families. Allah mentioned them in Holy Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive them. So those who are sitting behind their desks, their tables, their homes, together with their wives and children, are not better in any way, in any case, than those who are running and moving in Allah's way, calling people to Islam. Those are far more better than the other side. In any case, Allah knows best. Those who are trying to put masajid on earth, those who are trying to bring people to the way of Allah and to the way of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to the way of ihsan and tazkiyatun nafs, working behind their shuyukh, being whipped every day, and they are taking the whips, not saying anything, are far better, far better than those who are sitting and thinking that they are the best. May Allah forgive us and forgive them and forgive everyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He wanted to create Adam alayhi salam, He asked Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam, He ordered Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam to bring dust from earth, dirt from earth. And Sayyidina Azrael alayhi salam went to the earth, came to earth, and from the seven earths, Sab'at Aradin, he picked up dirt, means he didn't leave any smallest dust that is has one of the main minerals or the main elements that is in earth that Allah created. He brought a part of that and He put them together all and brought them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala present. All elements and minerals that we know today, scientists in chemistry, periodic table, is found in human being. Every element from A to Z. He brought them in Allah's presence and Allah add on them His, from the light of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He molded them and He add on them from His light, and then He ordered that spirit to go in. So became from seven earths, seven different dimensions of this world, adding the light of Prophet, adding the light of Allah's light, from His beauty, attributes of An-Nur, and then the soul that consists of the 10 different particles of human beings, different elements. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala poured from heavenly light, from that fountain of use of water from heavens, on these seven particles, from the light of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that mud, that dirt became clay. When it became clay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala engraved it and molded in the nicest way that He brought up that picture of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. That picture, that human being that has been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, mainly was molded more with heavenly waters than earthly elements and minerals. And that's why you see the human body, human being, mostly consists of water. They say that the human body is consisting of more than 70% of water. Your body is a combination of these soft tissues that make from dirt and water, and more than 70% of is of water. And they found recently that what they discovered through DNA and the blueprints of that human body and these all these DNA strands are only 3% of 100, which is 97% that they did not discover. They said it's garbage, it's trash, it's not important. It consists of 97% of water. And they didn't look into it. Now they are looking and they're finding more information. So we see that this form, this human body as a whole, 70% of it water, and we see the strands of DNAs, 97% of it water. And both of them, they have the number 7 in combination. 70%, which is 7 and 0, 9 and 7, the 9 always considered 0. So both of them, they have that 7 in commonality, which I mentioned before. Number 7 is very important, but we didn't come to it yet. 7 earth, 7 heavens, 7 days in a week, to make calculations. Surah Al-Fatiha is 7. وَلَقَدْ أَتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي وَالْقُرْآنَ الْعَظِيمِ. We have given you 7 verses of Surah Al-Fatiha and the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. Recite the surah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا.
صدق الله العظيم. He says, إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح. When Allah's Nasr, victory, has come, يا محمد. والفتح. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed that surah to Sayyidina Muhammad عليه أفضل الصلاة والسلام, telling him, يا محمد, is coming. إذا جاء, when that will come, when there comes the help of Allah to you, O Muhammad, against your enemies and the conquest of Makkah. When there comes the help of Allah to you, means when you are in the right way, when you are running toward Allah, Allah sends His help on you against your enemy, and the conquest means the opening and taking over Makkah. Makkah is al-baladul haram, where everything is forbidden to be committed. And you see that the people enter Allah's religion in crowds. So glorify the praises of your Lord and ask His forgiveness. Verily, He is the one who accepts repentance and who forgives. When you see that help is coming, means in the hadith, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one arm, Allah comes, one hand, Allah comes to him, one arm. Who comes to Allah walking, Allah come to him running. Means you have to show progress in Allah's way. When you show progress, Allah helps you. That surah is described, is being revealed to Prophet ﷺ, telling him that because you strive in my way, you are going to open Mecca and take it over. You will control it, Ya Muhammad ﷺ, and Allah's enemy will be down. O Mu'min, Allah promised His Prophet to take over Mecca with Allah's help. Mecca is a forbidden, where forbiddens cannot be committed. Means Allah promised us, if we strive in His way and call for His way and not sitting behind our desks and behind our homes, covering ourselves with warm clothes and sleeping, but running in Allah's way, spreading the teaching of spirituality, tazkiyatun nafs, and maqam al-ihsan, which Islam came with for people to purify themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you by conquesting your ego down and taking over your heart from the hand of shaitan. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ When Allah's help come to you, O mu'min, O believer, to ride over your ego, to control yourself, that is the nasr, that is the conquest. When you take over your body from the control of the pride of yourself and the arrogance of yourself, that you became teacher, you became doctor, you became philosopher, you became alim, you know something, you know nothing. As long as you are connected with shaitan, you know nothing. As long as you are connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His following the sunnah of Prophet, you know everything. Rudeness is not accepted. Softness is what Allah like. إِدْخَالُ السُّرُورِ إِلَىٰ قَلْبِ الْعَبْدِ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ To bring smile and happiness to the heart of a servant of Allah is from faith. That's why he said, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ When Allah helps comes, you can conquer everything and overcome shaitan and hold the bridle of shaitan in your hand. You hold him. You hold your ego, you ride on your ego like a horse. You make your ego under your orders. Now, it is the opposite. We are under our egos. All of us, don't think yourself you are something. Keep your head down. Don't ever raise your head. عرفت شيئا وغابت عنك أشياء كل من يدعي في العلم فلسفة Say to that one who says that he knows everything in knowledge. عرفت شيئا You knew something very small. وغابت عنك أشياء And everything is absent from you. You know nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave His knowledge. وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّ عِلْمًا From heavenly knowledge He gave to sincere pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not those who are sitting behind their homes and their desks, under their blankets, under their heaters in winter and under their AC in summer, and sitting, eating, drinking, and this is their life. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا And you are going to see people entering in Allah's religion in crowds. That surah, inshallah, we will have to explain it. And you will see the people, means you will see every cell of your body that is been created from all different parts of this world. These merging of dirt together, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them together. You will be seeing them standing up and saying, Ya Allah. Coming to Allah's religion means coming to accept Allah oneness. And that's why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَخْوَفُ مَا أَخَافُ عَلَىٰ أُمَّةِ أَشْرِكُ الْخَفِي. The most thing I fear for my ummah is the hidden shirk. Means the shirk of the self. Every cell of your body saying, myself, myself. When Allah said, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ. And you see the people, nas, he described them as nas because everyone is a one human being. Every cell of your body is a human being by itself. Means it is consistent like the other human being of similar functions and similar molding. And that's why it's been described as itself, by itself standing up. So the hidden shirk that your body is committing, that what Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَخْوَفُ مَا أَخَافُ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي أَشْرِكُ الْخَفِي. The hidden shirk, the arrogance, the pride of yourself. When Allah's help comes to those who strive in His way, Allah makes them to conquest, to take back over their heart. مَا وَسِعَتْنِي سَمَاءِ وَلَا أَرْضِي وَلَكِنْ وَسِعَنِي قَلْبَ عَبْدِيَ الْمُؤْمِنِ. Neither my heavens nor my earth contained me, but the heart of my believer contained me. You will take back that, where you will be ever rejoicing in Allah's love, because you are seeing that light in your heart been shining. You take back over that heart from the hand of shaitan, as Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took Makkah back from the hand of the unbelievers, idol worshippers, where sins are not allowed to be committed. Your heart must be clean for Allah. Ala bi dhikrillah tatma'innul qulub. Must be clean. That heart must be clean to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you, that help come, you take over that. You will see all your body will be following your heart. Ala fil jasadi mudgha. إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله ألا وهي القلب. Verily, there is in the body one clot, one small piece of flesh. If it is corrected, the whole body will be corrected. If it is corrupted, the whole body will be corrupted. And it is the heart, Prophet ﷺ said. So that heart, if we can take it over from shaitan, you will see the whole body like a human being are running into Makkah. When Prophet opened, conquered Makkah, they are running. You will see the whole body running for Allah's love and Allah's way. When that happens, you will be able to control your 97% of that water that is consisting 3% of it. The DNA is 3% what they have discovered, and these are the actual blueprints. But this 97 they didn't, they said mostly is water. And the human body also, the body is 70% water. You will be able to conquer that and know what is behind it. And that's why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, fast the 13, the 14, the 15, the white days, ayyamul bid. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recommended for people to fast 3 days in a month in a row, the 13, the 14, the 15 of the Arabic month. And he called them the white days. These 13, 14, 15 are very important. They are the opener of the secret of that 70% of the water of the body, or the fountain of youth in your system, and the 97% of that DNA secret. These 3 days are the opener for that, because Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned them in relation why he said the 13, 14, 15, and especially from the Arabic months, not the solar system, from the lunar system. Because the moon has its effect on Earth. When it is a full moon, and it has an effect on Earth, when it comes up and when it goes, it makes the mud and jazr. What's mad and jazr, Tahir? When the water, the tide, goes down and goes up. By the effect of the moon on earth. And especially, and that effect only appear on water. The tide, the effect of the moon is on water. And that water consists 70% of this world. Of the earth. If you study geography, you see that 30% is world, is earth, and 70% is water. And the body is 30% of body and 70% of water. Means one has that effect of the tide affect the water. So when you fast 13, 14, 15, which is the most effective time of the tide is the 13, 14, and 15 of the lunar months on earth, on the water. Also, it affects the water of the body. And that's why the water of the body is like an earth. When the moon 13, 14, 15 affect the earth, it affects the body. And when that water being affected of the body goes up and goes down, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked us to fast these 3 days, because by fasting them, Allah will help us to conquer and conquer shaitan and conquest the heart back from the hand of shaitan. By fasting 3 days, that will affect the tide of our body like it affects the tide on earth. And I will be short, and I will leave it like that. And next time we will continue, inshallah. Wa min Allahi tawfiq bi hurmati al-Fatiha.